From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain and headed north along the state's populous coast. At this hour, the eye of the storm is over Naples, Florida, and authorities are warning people to not venture outside when the calm eye of the hurricane passes over because dangerous winds will return very quickly when the eye moves away. Irma left behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands. It diminished slightly to a hurricane Category 3 storm, but it still contained sustained 195-kilometer-an-hour winds with higher gusts, according to the National Hurricane Center. VOA reporter Tobias Hussle is in a hotel in Miami.
Right now in Miami downtown, we can see how the water is racing. So, yes, we can see now. And we actually, I can perceive that from here. It's not a lot, but you can see how the streets are starting to fill out with water.
The vast storm could cause billions of dollars of damage and devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Hurricane force winds extended outward 130 kilometers from the eye of the storm, and the tropical storm gales up to 350 kilometers. Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline. And the Tampa area has not been directly hit by a hurricane in nearly a century. This is VOA News. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. The 8-point magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. Many people are reluctant to return indoors to the weakened buildings, fearing they could be brought down by aftershocks. At least 3 people were killed, 13 others wounded, after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in a central Somali town. 3 journalists are among the wounded. Australians have surrendered more than 400 guns a day under a firearms amnesty that began in July. The weapons turned in include several high-powered military assault rifles, as well as shotguns from the Vietnam War. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
A similar amnesty followed the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania more than 20 years ago. Measures enacted then also restricted possession of automatic and semi-automatic firearms. 35 people died when a lone gunman using a semi-automatic rifle attacked a former penal colony at Port Arthur, a popular tourist destination. It was the worst mass shooting in Australia's history. After the current amnesty finishes at the end of the month, anyone found with an unregistered firearm faces up to 14 years in prison or a very hefty fine. Surrendered weapons are destroyed. It's estimated there are more than 250,000 illegal guns in Australia, although officials concede the exact number is impossible to gauge. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire beginning Sunday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought into areas affected by the conflict. The video-sharing service YouTube has removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. YouTube did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel had been removed, but revenue generated from advertising on the account may have violated U.S. trade sanctions, resulting in the suspension. YouTube said the channel had 18,000 subscribers. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.